Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in town, in town, in town, in town, in town, about to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm in town, in town, in town, in town, in town, about to take it to the moon, let's go. Just tune in, let's count it down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let the show begin. With a pretty light skin, people name Miss P. Shawty cheated off the meter, just as fly as she can be. Hailing from the NYC, I rep that ratchet third. Nothing like the mother bird.
Not at all.
What you ain't heard, then tune in. BlogSpotRadio.com, let's begin. Any topic, drop it, go on, spark the conversation. Every show is all love, ain't no room for all that hate. I've been waiting all day to tune in about this.
I'm about to find a conversation, hottest music in the mix.
From the bricks to the sticks, if you got internet connection, you can dial that magic number just to represent your sex.
Girl, Miss P, and you are now tuned in to the InTune radio show. I hope everybody had a great day today. Mine was pretty cool, and, you know, I started off relatively slow. However, I picked up the pace, and, you know, I made it to the gym, which was one of the things I wanted to do today, and one of the things that I got accomplished, and I ran for an hour and some change, and it just felt good. And it was just so crazy because all around me, everybody was just looking at me. I mean, you know, it was those who got on and started running, walking, running, walking, and they got off, and it was others that came on, and I'm still, like, going. And it wasn't, if it wasn't for the fact that I knew that I was, like, really pushing myself, I felt like I was, like, free of everything, and I could have just ran and ran and ran and ran. And that just brings us to, you know, the topic of the day, which is, you know, things that fuel your creativity and things that drain your creativity. So for all of those that, you know, go through those moments and times, like myself, because we're all human, and I mean, I've been having, like, major meltdowns lately, and I'll be the first to put it out there. And, you know, and I just had to just get to that center of myself to kind of resonate on what is making me feel so tossy-turvy. And basically, you know, I realized that just not doing the things that I set out to do for myself is kind of driving myself crazy, or actually sometimes when I take on more than I can, you know, can do in one day, and then when I can't get those things accomplished, I kind of, like, beat myself down and pull that over to the next day and so on and so forth. And then I just start to slowly pull myself into this slump. So, you know, discovering where you're going wrong is, like, the first step. And, you know, finalizing what's going on and trying to work through it. So basically I realized, like, I'll do what I can do, and then whatever I can't do in that day, I'll make it a point to be the first, one of the first things that I get to do the next day. And in that way, I'm not driving myself crazy. And at the end of the week, I can just look it back and look at the things that I've accomplished stress-free. And also, if there's other things that you guys like to do, like work out or, you know, something creative as far as, like, art is concerned, make music, networking, you know, whatever it is that resonates within yourself, let's find time to kind of do that. And, you know, leave grinding alone for a second, because I'm telling you, I respect grinding more than anybody else out here, but, you know, grinding will also grind you into the grave. So you definitely have to take time to follow up and, you know, relax and find that center for yourself in order to grind another day. Which brings us to our guest tonight, Raylon. I mean, he is just, like I say, and I know that a lot of you that always, you know, kind of check in on the InTune show and Miss P and what's happening just see me giving him mad love all the time. And that's just simply because he is, like, the number one grinder in my eyes right now. I mean, he's also the one that when I'm doing or things that's putting me back on track. So there's nothing but love for him tonight, and I'm totally excited to have him on the show because not only is he an inspiring writer, he does music, he's a designer, he's a chef, he's an entrepreneur, and he's bringing people together one element at a time, which is also another fabulous part of what he does as far as Elemental and Smile and the whole enterprise that he's basically putting together and presenting to us in like this big package with a big shiny bow on it. So I'm totally excited to get to know each and every step of the way that he's taken us. And also for those that, you know, have questions and those who left me questions in regards to asking Raylan, I would definitely put those out there. And for those who want to go into the chat room, you know, to interact, just definitely do so. Or tweet to us at Intune Show and put your question out there, your concern about the topic of the day or, you know, about Raylan and the awesome things that he's doing. Or definitely just dial in at 818-495-6975 live and, you know, don't be scared. You know, we're here to empower and uplift one another. And, you know, a lot of times people vote to go into the chat room, which is also awesome, but it's also awesome to have people just come out of that little shell and break away from that and definitely, you know, share their voice with us because that's what it's about, adversity, empowerment, and uplifting, which brings me to the song today that Raylan's sharing with us tonight, which is one of the many things that he does. And this one is called Adversity. So let's listen in.
Playing your work and work your plan, my man. See the stars lining up, work harder regardless. Be awesome at what you do. And when the light shines down, let it touch your crew. A 1-2 work. Playing your work and work your plan, my man. See the stars lining up, work harder regardless. Be awesome at what you do. And when the light shines down, let it touch your crew. A 1-2 work.
I work up, I think I made it. Made it through what? Through any adversity. This is life, you can't shake it. So I prepare for this fight like Mayweather. And I train hard through the bad weather. So I present to you my grind session. Every situation, new lesson. And every single day, yeah, that devil testing. But it's the God in me, he give me every blessing. True testament. I'm aiming for the stars like who's next to him. And who's gonna blow after next to them. Damn, looking for success like a Drake fan. Plus my mind right, take the business plan. Nothing gon' stop me taking flight like Air Tram. Obstacles in my way, tell them skate. Bam.
Playing your work and work your plan, my man. See the stars lining up, work harder regardless. Be awesome at what you do. And when the light shines down, let it touch your crew. A 1-2 work. Playing your work and work your plan, my man. See the stars lining up, work harder regardless. Be awesome at what you do. And when the light shines down, let it touch your crew. A 1-2 work.
Check the work first. The purse full of work. That's making her my moves loose. Bullshit. Dirty like dirt, my girth. Convert adversity to church. In the stand, my verse. While I go berserk on the track, black. The full mad, never lack, back, back. You feel that like crack. Take the ball to the rack, like Jack. Nothing can stop my arch attack. With a jack to Mac, I'm so for real. With a pill to chill, for real, it's an overkill. I miss the Lord, puts in work, smile. So make it look easy, church for cheesy. I'm so greasy, please believe me. Who can see me? Not a light, cause I'm bright as a starlight. Gang tight, triple dub every night. 30 from the arch, damn right.
Playing your work and work your plan, my man. See the stars lining up, work harder regardless. Be awesome at what you do. And when the light shines down, let it touch your crew. A 1-2 work. Playing your work and work your plan, my man. See the stars lining up, work harder regardless. Be awesome at what you do. And when the light shines down, let it touch your crew. A 1-2 work.
Right. So that was Adversity by Raylan. So definitely talented in so many ways. It's crazy. I'm about to go buy a ring or something because, you know, when you find men like this out in the world, which come a dime a dozen, you really, women out there, really, you need to really think about this before you let certain people get away from you. You know what I mean? Because women are always out there talking about, if I can only find a good man. And then when you come across one, you don't know how to treat him or do right by him because he's so used to the drama that you become imprisoned by the drama and don't know how to appreciate a good thing when you see one. So definitely he's one of those good looks out there, ladies. So, you know, for all those out there looking or tuning in to listen to what he has to say, he definitely has a lot going on and he definitely has a lot to say. And he's also someone that I look up to because of the direction that he's going in and how he's bringing networks from overseas to the U.S. together, just like in weeks and minutes and in days and seconds. And I'm just like amazed at his ability to like do all these things. And not to say that we all don't have our own abilities that we bring to the table, but you know, it's just one thing to have the ability and it's another thing to be doing something with the ability that we have. So that's just food for thought. So again, today's topic is things that fuel our creativity and things that drain our creativity. And I know for one thing, when I become immersed in so much, oh my gosh, that really drains my creativity. I can't function. I can't do nothing. I just feel like I need to run, like to PA, hint, hint, at Lady Twinkles. I definitely feel like I need to get away and, you know, it's a good feeling when you know that you have amazing friends like Tina who's listening in. So shout out to Tina. Shout out to Lady Twinkles. Shout out to, you know, everyone who's tuning in to the Intune Show for the first time. You know, it's definitely a good feeling to know when you have, like, great people, strong black women or black men that can come together and to make a difference and, you know, make a difference in someone's life. Because, you know, once we get to a certain age, we think we know everything, but it's not true. There's no way that one person can possibly know everything. That's why so many philosophers had books and books and books and had so many different writings, and they study so many scientists out there on so many different levels, because there's no way. There's so many doctors on so many different levels, one for the heart, one for the brain, one for the back, because there's no way that one human being can possibly know everything. And with that being said, it's always good to be in tune with individuals like Lady Twinkles and Tina and all you wonderful listeners out there and supporters that come together for knowledge and not always about nonsense. Although I like to have fun on the show, I like to really have a positive message out there that I'm putting forth, because, you know, that means more to me than laughing and joking it up with you guys, although I like to tee-hee, and anybody who knows me knows that definitely. So for all those who want to voice their opinion on the topic of the day and share with us with how do you get through the things that, you know, drain your creativity and what's the things that you do to keep your creativity flowing, you can dial in at 818-495-6975, and that's live. We have a few minutes before the line calls in. So in the meantime, in the round time, I'm just going to just play some more music, because I know you guys don't want to hear me talking the whole daggone time, because, you know, I'm getting tired of hearing myself talk. Seriously. So with that being said, let's just play another song. And this one is called, let's see. We're spinning the wheel here. Okay, this one is going to be by the Finetti Gang. And this one is called Now Bring Him Out by the Finetti Gang. Let's listen in.
Hey, shiny time. Turn up the volume, take it up for now, up for now. Put it down for the block, for the block. Rippin' hard for my squad, now bring them out, bring them out. Now we gon' lean with it, and we gon' rock, we gon' rock. Turn up the volume, take it up for now, put it down for the block, for the block. Rippin' hard for my squad, now bring them out, bring them out.
Okay, the first battle up, I'm finna shut the chatter up. Just cause I'm plotting numbers, that don't mean I won't get booked. Like them boys from Triple Six, got them haters popping, look, they know we heavy in the mix. Plus the Devo rap her ass off like an aircraft, and a blast off. Got the fill to the metal and I push to the gas.
take it up or not, but for now, put it down for the block, for the block. Ripping hard for my squad, now bring them out, bring them out.
I'll take them out like D.I., throw them on the knee high. Good guy, they call me Big Papa like I'm B.I. You already know it's a little dope boy. Rockin' my chips low like a bro boy. Take it up, boy. Tell me y'all know, boy. Tell them low, boy. Shot bright when I write. Just like a light, I glow, boy. Now here's your chance to watch me dance and break them all for show, boy.
Starfella from Starfella Music Hoop, and you're now in the mix with Miss P. Got y'all on deck with the hottest radio station on the internet airwaves, Into Radio. Let's get it.
All right. It's Twins Gang, excuse me. And now we have the man on the line, Raylon. You on the line with Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Miss P?
I'm doing well, like, hyped and excited to talk to you tonight. I don't know if you can really tell, but I am. You know, and for all those that are just tuning in and everything, we had a I really don't know what happened to that show. So this is round two. But on this round two, we get to get more intimate, and I get to have you on a one-on-one basis. So I'm feeling great about that. So how's your evening so far?
My evening is great.
Relaxed. Awesome.
Mhm. Getting ready. Was getting ready for the interview.
Yes, definitely. Because I was definitely, you know, gearing up for you too. You don't even know how I have everything all spread out here. Okay. Because it's so much that goes along with talking to you. That you know. I'm serious. I was just like, dang. Like, I don't know. I need like 12 computers. Like. 15 pages and highlighters and all this good stuff just to, you know, do some research on you because it's crazy how much you do. And I don't even know if I even have, like, everything down that you do. I mean, okay, here we go. Writer, artist, designer, chef. Did I leave something out?
I'm also a, you said writer, correct?
Yes.
I'm a MC also. I'm a
father. Oh, my gosh.
I do production. I do videography also. So you have to be all around.
Right, and the list goes on. And just to put this out there for those, you know, that are in front of their computers right now, you could definitely look at some of the things, some, because it's still a work in progress, that he does by logging on to RALANENTRPRISESLLC. .com. And,
dot
you know, just, I'm sorry?
It's dot me.
Dot me. See, do you see what I'm doing wrong already, guys?
Okay.
It's so much information, seriously, .me, and definitely, you know, check him out because it is a lot. So let's just start with the basis. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Rolan Tahuti, which is my African given name, and I'm elemental, you know. And elemental is an omniversal thinking individual as much as I possibly can be. You know, I handle a lot, and I like to put people together to achieve goals. And the goals is really to be in the forefront for our seeds. We have to leave them, you know, we have to pave the way for them. And that's basically my mission. I'm also a masseuse, and I'm studying to be a master Reiki massage therapist also.
Wow. So I'm definitely making a trip, you know, and I say this on all the shows, like when people live out of state, but this definitely is happening because it's hard to find a good massage therapist. I just had a massage last night, and, you know, I was on the fence with that one. I was definitely on the fence with that, but, you know, it's just amazing. How do you juggle all of these things?
I make circles. I make circles in my life. You know, I call it zero. I zero out everything that I possibly can do. So if you're a producer, when you're mastering the track, you pull all your levels down to the bottom. And I take each one at a time and measure it out. And I give it its specific time to each idea that I'm working on or each situation or whatever else that I'm doing. I do 0 through 9 or 1 through 10 for the average person, one step at a time in each thing.
Definitely. So let's just start with, okay, it's so much, oh, my God. As a child, is this something that you always wanted to do? Or was it something else you were more into before you started formulating the circles?
What I wanted to do was be a – actually, yeah, I am, because I do. I'm also a martial artist also. So I wanted to be a ninja. That's what I really wanted to be.
I wanted to be Wonder Woman. So you see how that works.
I wanted to be a ninja and work for a company to collect, basically. That's what I wanted to do.
When you say collect, did you want to go around, like, beating people down and, like, hey, you know, dressed in all black like an omen?
Right. I want to create a security service and we take care of business.
Right. Interesting.
So I started designing clothes so, you know, I wouldn't hurt nobody and nobody hurt me.
Right. So I see that your dad nicknamed you Ricky Cleats.
Yeah. Yes, he did. I played football. I played football and basketball.
Yeah. So basically he called you Ricky Cleats because he said it'd keep you moving.
Yeah,
or how did he phrase it? You keep it moving.
Yeah, he said, I keep it moving. Anything I do, I keep it moving. So when I was getting tackled, I kept moving my feet. So he called me Ricky Cleats.
I love it because if you really think about it, like the circles the imagery you gave me with the circles, it all comes around full circles, even with your dad nicknamed you.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Even in your life today, as an adult, as a man, you still like have your circles and you're still running rings around these circles and creating other circles and bringing people into these circles to create larger circles. I mean, if that's even making sense. But
yeah,
it all comes together.
Yep, it does. And that's the whole purpose of it, you know?
Definitely.
Bring circles together.
Yeah, so he kind of like already knew that. He was already in tune to that. And it's just like amazing to me how he kind of called it early.
Yeah. Yes, he did. I talked to him the other day. He was proud. I think I had him shed a tear when he read the bio.
Aww. Stop it. So what's his feedback on Elemental and things of that nature? I mean, yeah. I know he's proud, but, you know, like, what's something that he's saying now? Is he still calling you Ricky Cleats?
Yeah, he still calls me Ricky Cleats. He called me Ricky Cleats, a philosopher. He called me the philosopher, Ricky Cleats, the philosopher now.
Oh, man, I love it. So you just kind of graduated.
Right. I guess
I love
so.
It.
You probably that authority, you know, or that recognition. I mean, who can take it from you when your father gave it to you?
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
That is so true. So I know that your mission is to raise awareness, you know, of the human family with a smile, regardless of their trials and tribulations. And upon reading that, that made such an impact on me. And I just wanted to know if you can kind of, you know, for us dimwits, elaborate a little bit more on that, because that to me alone was just like flying off of the website. Like, wow, that was deep. So can you just kind of elaborate a little bit on that for those that kind of don't get that?
We go through trials and tribulations every day, hardships, you know, losing someone close to us, and we are psychologically beat down so much through day-to-day living. And by resurrecting that human family, to me, yeah, because I don't believe in the color code of humanity, bringing everybody together can up the energy or vibrations of human existence, in my opinion. Because the example is, if you came out of a good home and that positive vibration, look at the success rate of the children that comes out of those homes. So just imagine if we can look past the fact that we have black people, Hispanic, white people, green, yellow, orange, purple, and we all look at each other from a cellular compound, from the cells, because we all created equal by cells to elements, we all made the same. So if we can look past the physical of what melanin count that we have, we're all still human beings. And raising that, look what we would do to the earth. We'll be more conscious of, we'll be more self-conscious and more conscious to creating a positive, or I should say, a higher frequency on Earth. So we would take care of the Earth even more. That's our mother.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I hope everyone is really getting that, because, like I said again, that really, like, sets something off inside of me, because it's just so, it's just like certain things you read or certain clothes that you see or certain colors will spark a certain emotion in you. It was like that for me. So I was just like, dag, like, I mean, I knew you was a deep person, but geez, like, I just want to hug you and just never let go. I mean, seriously, because I feel like if I just hug you or just embrace you and embody what you're putting out, like, it would just rub off on me. And, you know, I can just, you know, I don't know if I'm even making sense right now, but it just totally, like, blew me away, and I love that you're on the mission that you're on, and I love that I'm just, like, a part of it, because, you know, we need a billion of you, because, like you said, our children are the ones that are our legacy, and
right.
Without all of those things being embodied from the adults to the children, like, I hate to grow old and depend on what's going to happen once we get to that degree, because if without that acknowledgement to these children, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Hell on wheels?
Right.
You know, because, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Children can be upset with you after that, you know, children, you know, like us, we can hold animosity towards the parent. And 30, 40 years from now, they will be the ones that's running this, or I should say 20. You know, in the next 20 years, the children now are the byproduct of who we are. And people are missing it, you know. So when I'm looking on Facebook and I see a lot of, you know, many older adults, 30s and up, and the type of posts that I see, it's, you know, adults are being very selfish in today's life because we're not looking at what we're doing towards the children. We're, you know, I have maybe 20 students that I teach, ninth graders, and they look at us as if we're trying to live our childhood again.
Mm-hmm.
So we have conscious and aware children right now, and they know they're having a proper understanding and being aware of the Akashic records. They are looking at us, and we're becoming a poor example for our children. And we have to, somebody else has to do it, and we're all around the world, so we'll connect and pave that way. But we have to bury it in the ground and hope somebody else finds it 1,000 years later.
Definitely. So deep. It's so deep. Now, speaking of Facebook, you know, it's also a topic that I can relate to, one that you put out there on your website as far as, like, the suicide notes. And basically what Rolan was expressing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, about suicide notes are written on Facebook, you know, and, people's problems, in other words, are put on Facebook. And a lot of people are not even conscientious of the fact that people are crying out for help. And if we only took a minute to, like, read the post and kind of resonated with it, we could, you know, resolve a lot of nonsense that that goes on back and forth on Facebook by just listening, in other words. Now, recently, you know, my family adopted some children, not recently, but a few years ago. But recently, the older brother of these children just committed suicide. And basically, he was on Facebook posting that he was about to kill himself. And this just happened Valentine's Day that just passed, and he was 20 years old. So he basically took his life, not thinking that anyone cared, because when we went back and looked at his Facebook account, everybody liked his status. Now,
correct.
That's the crazy part of it. Like, how do you like the fact that someone say they're going to kill themselves? So I just wanted you to, you know, kind of shimmy off of that for me, and, you know, because that was also something that resonated with me because of the situation that just passed.
It's an art to listening. Even when you're reading, you have to listen to yourself when you read. And many people are on here discussing their personal selves, and many people are hurting, and we all need somebody. I don't care how tough you are, what your background is, whatever happened to you, if you was in the penitentiary or not, or, you know, whatever you've been through, you need somebody, somebody that's truly there. And to take the time out besides what I normally do on Facebook, I do take days off where I really don't post a lot, and I read. I read and listen to people's music, and I share posts with, you know, with different people to see what their opinion is. And I do look sometimes for a person crying out in that manner, because I've had suicide in my family. You know, my fiance, you know, committed suicide, you know. And I always felt like maybe I didn't listen enough. So I pay attention more to what people say and care about what they feel as best as I possibly can, because sometimes I can come off as like, hey, look, it's just straight to the point. Shut up and do what you need to do, you know.
Like you talk to me. I want everybody to know that's how he talks to me, but I love it. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know, other than that, you want to create, that's the whole reason for smile. You know, smile to make it look easy, even though it's trials and tribulations, but you still, you know, we smile. And when you got somebody who embraces you, or someone comes along who embraces your essence, you, both of you smiling.
Definitely.
So make it look easy. It, coming together is real easy. It's real easy.
Definitely. So for all those that have been seeing, because I've been asked a lot, like, you know, presses, why are you posting S-C-N-O-M-I-L-E at the end of most of your posts these days? What the heck is that? So basically, as he just stated, some make it look easy is basically what that means, you know. So I'm repping Smile. I'm repping Elemental. I'm repping, you know, everything that Raylon does, because he reps the Intune show. And for all those, you know, again, listening to this man speak and where he's coming from, you know, how many of people do you know are really this in tuned to life in general? And how many people are out there trying to bring people from other countries, other walks of life together in a sense to kind of, you know, and like the melting pot of the world, bring them all together, melt them all down, cook it all up, and just put it back out there and not look it for nothing, but to show
right.
love and empowerment.
But
you know,
see,
people need to get it together.
The people misinterpret the entrepreneurship side of what I'm doing. You see what I'm saying? And if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you're on earth. To me, we shouldn't have to work for nobody unless we piggyback in what we're doing as an entrepreneur. So we can't get it misconstrued that because I'm also an entrepreneur that I'm selling out. We're creating a worldwide connection out of Elemental. You know, London, Germany, France, bringing Canada and connecting California, Florida, New York, Chicago, Detroit, of individuals, because people complain about black people, they get some money and they forget where they come from. Well, I didn't, and I'm building from a grassroots. So I have so much information on the internet purposely. So you can check me all the way back to a hidden page that might say Raylon Ohm, and you will see the origination, the original movement instilled in the computer. It's there. So you can't say that, oh, man, he's on a business end, and what happened when he was speaking on the anatomy and he was breaking down zero and he was doing the breaking the brain down and all of that, because I received a few emails about that. And, no, right now, we have to create a financial institution. We're in a financial institution. So if we're going to give back, we have to utilize what the system has here in place. So utilize what the system has and give back. So please, people, don't get it confused, because you might see me put up an R&B artist, or I might put up a rapper from down south. I still make sure it's messages in these type of individuals, you know. I'm not accepting anybody less than an individual that's going to help another without a
Absolutely.
Hidden agenda.
Absolutely. And we have a comment in the chat room by Lady Twinkles, and she said, men that empower should be celebrated, but so many times they are not understood, which is very true.
Yes, that is true. Very true.
It's very true.
And
look at
your own path if you make it.
Absolutely. Look at Plato. You know, even though he was Greek, he's just like one of my favorite philosophers. Look at Siddhartha.
But with that being said, the great philosophers of erudition of the Greeks and Romans were still taught in Egypt. You know, so those philosophers, they were erudites, you know, math, astrology, physics, science, writing, lawyers. You know, you have to be multi-talented and have wisdom in the seven liberal arts. Those liberal arts are here for a reason. And in those liberal arts are a beautiful form of teaching inside of them, all the way to Beethoven, who was a philosopher. You know, so we don't we're not given the liberal arts unless we go to the universities or to the college level. With that being said, that's what Elemental Smile is created for. Well, actually, you don't have to go to college to get a master's degree in liberal arts. It may take you 4 years to study it, or it may take you two. It depends on that vibration that you attain, where you get to see that what this is about is humans coming together. It don't matter who did what to who did what. Get out the past. I know the past hurt, but we have to move forward. And if we keep instilling the past, look what happened to me back in the day. This happened to me. Well, look what happens in a relationship when you deal in the past. You'll hurt a person that can come to you now that's open to you, and you still hurt because your last two boyfriends or girlfriends cheated on you, lied to you, took all your money. So humanity still is expressing that same thing. So there isn't, we have to recognize the past and learn from it. And history keep repeating itself. It's always something about somebody did something to me.
And I love the way you said that, though, with your accent. Because it does sound like those people are like, oh, he did this or she said that. And it's so true. It's so true. People are so caught up in the past that it's not even funny. And it's like really holding us back from doing the things that we need to do in our present. And this is why I love this man, for all those that's listening in and those who will listen later. Like Miss P said it, she loves him, okay? Love, love, love. So we have a comment from the chat room, is Lady Twinkles again, and basically she's just saying that people need to think what it is about, you know, what it is about to keep attracting those. I guess she's still writing. Yes, she is. So her comment before that was, if, you know, someone to say that he's selling out, then so be it, because at the end of the day, what are those people doing for themselves or others?
Correct. Thank you. Thank
Definitely.
You very much. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Like, yeah, thank you. You're right about that. Okay, damn it. Absolutely. So we have a call on the line, 604-569-2745. You on the air with Miss P and Raylon.
Yeah, it's the Archivist, y'all. What up, what up?
Hey, how are you?
Yo, big ups to Reliance. Smile all day, you know what I'm saying? Had to come through and pay my respects for hooking me up on the show and linking me up to you guys, and, you know, got to keep the family alive.
That's right. Well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. 22 interviews deep. Got to come up with Master Ace coming at the end of the month, so just spoke to him. Pretty hype about that, and got the Nux and Freeway. So, yeah, there's a couple good interviews I got locked down. Just been busy, man. Just dropping the shouts right now, and just been building, you know.
Definitely.
Tearing up the static in this city out here. It's not fun.
What's not fun about tearing up the static, though? What's not fun about that?
It's really hard, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's official today. I should even publicize it right now. In Canada, I'm not supposed to be interviewing Noriega in my own city. But it's all good because I made mad moves, and hopefully all the top people will just be like, oh, no problem, just go through this door.
Yeah, well, definitely. So we have our fingers crossed on that, and it should all work out for you.
Yeah, just making moves, just saying what's up to y'all and showing my love and gratitude. I've been listening to the show. I haven't had a lot of time, but, you know. And my Facebook is official now, so y'all can check it out. Archivist Don Boss, that's how we do it. So I'm kind of back up and running, not necessarily, but, you know, things are starting to, like, come back to normal. It's just been really hard, but I just wanted to come in and call and say what up to y'all and send mad love.
Oh, thank you so much, and I'm glad everything is going well for you. Keep us posted on everything.
It's just a heavy grind, you know what I'm saying? Lots of stuff always coming, so stay tuned always.
Yes, definitely. Keep us in tune.
Thanks a lot, Archie.
You know it, man. Hey, thanks for putting me on the show and getting me tuned into this. So, and I haven't talked to you for a bit, but all well. And mad love as always. So we'll catch up soon. Smile
okay,
all day.
Okay, mad love to you too. Yes, yeah, smile all day. Have a good one, Archivist.
One love.
Okay, bye bye. So definitely, that was the Archivist. Much love to him for calling in. So, yeah. on that note.
Right.
So Lady Twinkles also, you know, said, you know, amen to you. Tell it to my brother. I guess the way that you, you know, you putting it out there tonight, she's feeling it. And, you know, people need to think what it is that, you know, keeps attracting you to certain people is her other other comment. And it's true because we are, we put that energy out there, you know, to attract certain people into our lives. And I know a lot of people that I have in my life that goes awry is because, you know, I saw it coming all along and I just thought it, you know, not different. You just hope it'll be different. You want to change people, you know, but we have to realize that we can't change people. They are who they are, and the only people time that they can change is when they want to change themselves.
Exactly. So I just give a person a chance, you know, I just give them a chance to hang themselves. I'm just keep it real. You know, you can walk with me for 6 months or 3 years, and I might have said something that pissed you off that you thought I was talking about you. And you know, if the individual is still vibrating like that, they will hang themselves. And you can see them, you know, but we should try to still plant the seed, because eventually something will come along later on in their life, and it, you know, it's called an epiphany or ding dong, you know, or ohm, like, damn, that's what he was saying, or that's what she was saying. So that's what I live for that. And eventually it'll come around zero. Everything comes full circle.
It does. It does. And I hope everybody's paying attention to that philosophy of the circle, because, you know, I'm in tune to that right now. So speaking of the circle and ohm, let's elaborate a little bit about that for those that are, like, you know, getting to know you for the first time and things of that nature, which ohm, if I may, is an awareness, which is the introduction into elemental. So I'll let you take it from there.
Ohm is to give a individual a perspective on it, it symbolizes or it resonates on OM and AUM. My OM is oxygen, hydrogen, man. And that OM is something that we never really pay attention to that we do. Like, for instance, if we're in a conversation and we go, that's still an ohm. When you're having sex, that ohm. It's an oxygen, hydrogen, man shows the equality of who we are. So, like, elements, if you separate the E-L in between the T-Z, it says amen. You see what I'm saying? So with ohm, it's a hello. You know, it's a hug. It's a preparation to zero out, calm down, focus, think about what you're doing, think about what the individual is doing, and whatever's going on to make a better decision. Just calm down. It's something that you would teach a child. Wait, time out. Calm down. Breathe. Home and relax. And think about what's going on. See what's around you. And then take your first step.
Definitely. So deep. You know, I had questions that people had asked, and I just want to kind of put that one out there since you just kind of took my breath away with that. And basically the question was, you know, do you have a girlfriend, wife, or partner? And that was from, they don't want to mention their name, someone on Facebook that told me to ask you this question.
Wow.
And the reason why I thought it would fit right in at the moment was because you took my breath away, and I was just speechless for a moment, especially when you was talking about sex and how you'd be like, you know, it's all true. It's all so true. No.
You have to own together in sex. You have to. You have to get into water, you know, get into the water and own. A home, you know. It sends jubilations through the central nervous system, you know. So
exactly.
That
so, ohm
also is what, you know, the massage therapy, where that comes in at also.
Mhm. And that's one of my favorite subjects, so I just had to piggyback off of that a little bit. So, and throw something in there because it just totally took me to the question. So are we going to just say we're not going to answer that and move forward, or?
Well, it's, I'm taking. I'll say that. Yes, I'm taking.
Boo. No, I'm just kidding. No disrespect. No disrespect. It's just a joke. It's just a joke. And then, you know, another question I was asked also, you know, what do you think about when you're building and crafting the things that you do?
You say what again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You know, what are you thinking about? Like, what do you think about, you know, when you crafting and building, which I kind of thought it was a kooky question, but, you know, since it was asked of me to ask, I'm putting it out there. But my thing is, you know, like if someone's creating, they're thinking about creating. If they're building, they're thinking about building.
Right. So you're asking me what when I'm crafting or clapping?
Well, clapping, when you're clapping your hands, what are you thinking about? No. No, that wasn't the question. Basically, she just wanted to know when you're building, and I guess she's coming from the point of, like, putting together all the things that you do.
Okay.
You know, your creativity and, you know, the skills that you're pulling together and stuff like that and formulating different business prospects, like, what are you thinking about? And in my mind, like I said, when I read this question, it's like, okay, if I'm thinking about baking cookies, I'm not thinking about sex, I'm baking cookies.
No,
you know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying. What I'm thinking about is first zero. That's the first thing I always think about before I do anything. Zero. What and take each step at a time, and whatever I'm building, can this work? Will this work? And I create contingency plans, and I go through the number system, 0 through 9 or 1 through 10 for anybody, and I go through the alphabet of the Roman alphabet of 26 letters, and in each letter that I build at, it's a name for it, so I can memorize what I'm doing. And if I need to, if I see something in contingency Apple and I saw an answer in David, I can go back to Apple with David and switch everything around in between A to D. So once I get that done, which takes me about 10 minutes to get that done, once I get that done, I start applying each step. And I also draw it out. I write it out with pen or paper or pencil and paper, and then I draw it literally. I draw what I see. So I pencil, I write it out. Well, first I do it mathematically, and then I draw it out. I measure it out to each line. So I use a 12-inch ruler. This is crazy, isn't it? I do a 12-inch ruler, and I go through each line inside that ruler to measure out everything I'm doing. And if it takes me to Europe, I take the whole thing to Europe like a legend, and I build back from Europe as I was just sitting there. That's what created the Illuminati gene connection.
Awesome. I love it. And, you know, Lady Twinkle said in comment to what we were talking about as far as sex is concerned, she said, I would say something, but that would take this into another direction. Laugh out loud.
It would. Whatever direction it was supposed to go, it went. You know? Let
exactly.
It flow the water.
Exactly, well, Lady Twinkles, you just make your circle. That's it. And then you take it where it goes. That's it.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. We're all adults here. We're all over 21, damn it. Okay,
correct.
Last time I checked. Okay?
Correct.
Correct, as Raymond said. Correct, okay? So we touched on, you know, smile. We touched on, you know, sorry. We touched on, you know, what you know, draws you to this and, you know, the mission and everything behind that. But we haven't touched on a few topics yet. And basically, you know, what I want to talk about, because I'm kind of hungry right now, and that's just you being a chef. You know. Now, in the first show, for those who weren't tuned in, you know, he actually makes a shark. And I was, like, kind of freaked out by this, and I still am. Because I'm just like, when I think of a shark, I think of, you know, kill, die, you know, like Jaws. So, you know, so what's the best dish? What's, like, I think the shark was your master dish. Am I correct?
Salmon is actually my master dish.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
My favorite fish is shark.
Mhm.
That's my favorite fish. To somebody else, it could be something else. Depends on what country you're from and what's the delicacy of their main course.
Definitely. But what do you like to prepare? Like, what's one of your favorite things that you, you know, you just know that your signature is all over it when it's all said and done?
My salmon and my fettuccine.
Okay. So what would you prepare with this salmon?
My chicken Alfredo. What I would do with salmon, it might be high in starch for people, but I like to either do it with a fettuccine noodle or a brown rice. That right there is, you know, something so lovely.
No, definitely, and it's making me feel really hungry. And, you know, I'm about to post his links on my Facebook page, so for those who aren't friends with him can, you know, actually connect to him and just, you know, immerse in his greatness, okay, for real. And we had Anthony Wade who just logged into the chat room, and he said, Rayvon is one of the most underappreciated brothers I know. You know, and... Lady Twinkle says, does he do curry shark? Because I'm a great Trini cook, too.
I do my own horn.
She's tooting her own horn. Do you make that as well?
Yeah. Well, I never did it with shark. I did it with chicken. And, you know, I cook oxtails and things like that also. But I want to get back to Ant. That's one of my childhood friends. He out in Long Beach. Good looking out, baby. I appreciate you. We've known each other since we was like 14, 15 years old. He got a little thing going on out in California called Extreme. So he live in Extreme, jumping out of airplanes and things like that.
What? Oh, my God, Anthony Wade. Okay, you just made my nerves bad.
So.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. We appreciate you, too, Anthony Wade, for taking the time to tune into the show and, you know, definitely give your feedback on Rayvon because he is an awesome, awesome, awesome force to be reckoned with. And, you know, I'm just privileged to be a part of it all. So I'm enjoying, you know, all that's to come, you know, with a smile on my face. Definitely. So, yeah, so... Like I said, I'm about to post his link on my page, so basically you guys can, like, tune in and see some of the wonderful dishes that he has there. But not only is he an entrepreneur, he writes, okay, he has a clothing line. He also goes in and help other businesses, correct? Formulate business plans and advertise their business on a functional level.
Right.
Am I correct in saying that, Rayvon?
Yes, you are, because we're basically Rely Enterprises is a multimedia company that we're building to become a major outlet for underground hip hop and, you know, writers, book writers. Yeah, I'm working on a publishing company now, and what I'm doing with it is. The things that I've learned in business and taking classes and just, you know, normal hustle, you know, I give back information that most people will look over. You know, like you need to learn how to promote and market. Once you hit Facebook, you're promoting. It doesn't matter whatever you're doing. You're marketing it. You're promoting it. And if you have the right tools and the right outlets to put your music in or get your book to somebody or whatever else that, you know, that can expound on what you're doing, why not utilize this free information? You know, and please, look, when Ms. P was saying that, you know, a person can't know everything on the planet, I'm trying to. So I'm trying to. So you got a doctor for this, I can talk to you about anatomy. You got a doctor about the brain, I can talk to you about psychology and the study of neurology. You know, I went through these chambers in school, you know, real chambers, you know, where people say 36 chambers, you haven't seen nothing after 36, you know. So with the company becoming, promotion and marketing firm later on or next up and coming weeks, I'm doing press releases, and I'm going to do press releases for people for free. I'm doing a cross promotion for free. Only thing you have to do is promote yourself. And I'm going to continuously promote you because you're promoting, we're cross promoting each other. That's the best form of promotion that can possibly be done between businesses or individuals because it's free.
Definitely.
Just giving out a lot of free information and help. People, we all need help, and we turn away from help because pride, or we turn away because, oh, that mug, he think he or she think he or think she. Oh, man, where's your mind? That's a waste of time right there. All the time that a person thinking he, she thinking and what they thinking, what they doing, or you just wasted 30 seconds of something that somebody can get holding out a hand for you. When somebody's holding out a hand for you, you personally, whoever's listening, whoever wants help, and if two people working together, three people working together, we can accomplish a lot more.
Definitely.
You know,
and we have a question. I'm sorry, Ruan. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I just had a question just come to my cell phone from someone that's listening in, and they said, where did you get the African name from, and what's the meaning of it?
Rolan is my mother named me that, and you separate the letters. So R-A is Ra, L-A-N is really land, so it's Ra land. So, and Tahuti is the Egyptian god, the male aspect of Mat, which is complete balance, and he was described as mathematician, scientist, medicine, and everything that we study, God Tahuti, is the chamber boss of all our knowledge and everything that we know here from the Akashic Records.
Definitely. And the person that asked is actually from Africa as well, so.
And my last name is Aku. A-K-H-U, child of light.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
A lot of things that go on, I go off the sun and moon. So you put the sun and moon together. It's illumination. You put them together, the male and female aspect, the four parts of your brain, and actually people think it's two, it's four majors. And you, when you put the sun and moon together, male, female, female, male, that's that yin and yang of life. And as a individual that grows an afro or has that circumference around the head, that opens up that crown chakra, we have to think first. Thoth, Tahuti, Thoth is thought. So we have to learn how to think. And if we think better, we can move blood through our nervous system better, which opens up the pineal gland, which is the fourth eye, not the third eye. The third eye is the brain. So, you know, if a person really looks at a brain, that's an eye. So when we activate that brain first, we stimulate the blood through the whole system, which makes us stronger, which makes us think better, which makes us breathe better, and which gives more oxygen. Which if more oxygen to the brain means expansion. So if you're expanding your brain, you're giving energy to your pineal gland, which should elevate us. That's the approach of elemental.
Beautiful.
What you got that look on your face for?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Because it's just all, like, what I'm reading and what I'm, like, into right now. Like, what I'm doing as far as, like, yoga and, you know, recentering myself and the sutras and, you know, all of this goodness. I love it, man. You have to start, like, no, it's for real. Like, we need, if you're girlfriend / wife / you know, woman of the house, whatever title is happening over there, like, we need to start, like, polygamy, like, ASAP. We need to bring that full circle.
Well, with that being said, because I'm an open and honest person, that's how I live already. I already live like that, you know.
This is happening.
I'm not bragging or anything like that, so people, please, you know, don't get it wrong. Life, it takes work, and it takes unique individuals to be able to be together to accomplish that, you know. And like I said, it takes work, and it takes it takes a lot of zeros, a lot of circles. I'm not talking about money, you know. It's a lot of circles. We can see that when you get in your enlightened state, you know how you got to pace and you got to walk in a circle, clockwise and counterclockwise, to find
exactly.
The answer. You know what I'm saying? To bring it from the Akashic. So it takes some work.
I mean, it's so true. Oh my God, and it's real. And I appreciate you being so upfront and honest about that, because you know that has been like a curiosity of mine for a long time. Like interviewing polygamists and you know getting into their heads and seeing where it's all coming from. But I mean, at some point, like a lot of people would be like, "Boo" to me. But definitely, I'm definitely into it. And the reason why I'm into it is because if people can come together, like you said, and form these circles, and if you have a lot of other circles, which are the dollar signs, to make it all work and go around and everybody's content and happy, then why not have a situation like that versus cheating or versus, like, doing it anyway, but the other person is oblivious to it? Like, why can't everyone just be like, no, and let's just go to Dwayne Reed or whatever those 24-hour pharmacies are and just buy a bunch of toothbrushes and make everybody happy?
Correct. People look at it as a selfish. They look at it as a selfish thing, and it's really not selfish. You know, oh, the man you get the pleasure. See, you're looking at it physically, and I do not believe in the word polygamous. That word is should be stricken from the vocabulary of man, because it's families getting, it's people getting together. It doesn't have to have a title to it. And, you know, our ancestors lived this way. It's people who do live this way that are very successful in their relationship in that manner. But with that being said, individuals have to look past the physical part of it. And it's a sin. Well, how is it a sin and you're not a Christian? You see what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
You can't even go through that, because if you really want to understand what a sin is, it's the separation of your line of your navel. In your solar plexus, and it's a line that's used in algebra and geometry, which is called a sin line. So a person really have to understand the rhetoric of the words that they use, and they don't know. Well,
definitely.
You know, with that being said, polygamy, that word doesn't exist. It's just a family. It's family, you know. And,
I have been educated. Once again,
sometimes,
by you.
No, sometimes people just, you know, go on their way and some other people can come, you know? So you never know.
And definitely. And, you know, Lady Twinkle said that, you know, she thinks it's better that way. Now, we're talking, now, Lady Twinkle, just for 2 seconds, is basically a sex therapist. So, of course, a sex therapist is going to love polygamy. No, I'm just kidding, Lady. You know, of course she's going to love all those good things in between that involves around a whole lot of sex, you know. But,
right.
You know, as you were just saying, it's not just about the, you know, physical aspect of it all. It's just like, you know, people coming together and living as one. And I'm definitely into that because, like I said, I'd rather, you know, date openly knowing that this is happening and accept it versus someone doing it and then I have to accept that it's happening anyway and handle it in the way that I'm going to handle it, you know? So, like you said, it's selfishness, and why do we have to be selfish? Like, forget that. Like, just bring it all home, and let's just put it all out on the table and divide it up.
It's a business merger also. The house is the company.
Okay, exactly. It's the LLC of it all.
The stockholders are the children involved in it, you know? it's still a business merger at the end of the day also. So why would you take on a weak business partner?
Exactly. Definitely we all have to bring some stocks and bonds to the table. Like, what the hell? Right. This definitely needs to happen. We all need to be investors in this thing to make it go around. So I'm definitely into it.
Right. 25% stay to you. Everybody keep their 25% personal, you know what I'm saying? And you take the 25-25, you take the 50 that goes into with everything else we got to do, and then we keep, you know, what we need just for the house at on hand. We should be all right, you know?
Definitely. And who wouldn't want the luxury of all of that? Because I could definitely use some togetherness on my in my end, you know, my business in here, you know, like the rent, like the electric bill, like the car medicine, you know, the cable and all that other stuff. Like, yeah, I need some merges. I'm going to start putting up some ads. No, I'm just kidding. But start taking it on, you know, send in your resume to the Intune show at AOL. No.
Hey, what's wrong with that? And interview them under strict scrutiny.
You must come with at least 10 references. 10.
It's all good.
We have a caller on the line, 347-512-8123. You're on the line with Miss P and Rilan. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, Miss P and Rilan. This is Lady Twinkles.
Hey, Lady Twinkles, what's going on?
Nothing much. How are you guys?
Doing well,
thank you.
I
must say that I'm enjoying the conversation. And Miss P, in regards to polyamory, this is for another show. But seeing that you guys touched on it, people need to understand you're allowed to love more than one.
Exactly.
But it's in the confinement that everyone understands what their roles are and what it's about. There has to be honesty. There has to be a lot of things that plays into it before you can just say, okay, well, you know, I'm a polygamist or I'm with more than one person. There's rules and regulations, like in life, to every situation and relationship that you're in. So, but
exactly.
We'll touch on that another time. I just wanted to call in and say, great job. We're going to make sure that people are aware of this brother because he knows his stuff.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And we're going to make sure people know about Lady Twinkles as well. And what you have to bring to the table with the spice and bringing a little spice, you know, bring a little spice to the bedroom, a little spice to your life, a little spice to the business table, to the meeting, to the greeting.
Right.
You know?
I think that people are not utilizing the sensual abilities that we are gifted with. And they're focusing on all the negative and all the other stuff that's going on. When if you take some time and realize how to embrace your sensuality, we can all be such happy people. And very productively happy people at that.
It's nothing wrong with going outside skiing.
Exactly.
House, you know, on the surfboard feeling good, you leave out the house. You come back, you deal with what you have to deal with outside. You come back to the castle, the home, the pad, the bourgeois, whatever you want to call it, and forget about outside.
Oh, definitely that.
I'll say
thank you, and I'll continue listening in. And you guys
continue
giving us knowledge.
Thank you, Lady Twinkles.
Okay,
thank you. Aw, she's awesome. She's awesome, and definitely looking forward to working with her more as well, because I don't know if you heard the show. When you get a chance, maybe you can, you know, go reference it, but she definitely is very knowledgeable as well about, you know, sex. And I love it. Okay, and I love it. I love knowledge, and I love gaining, you know, knowledge from people like yourself and Lady Twinkles. And, you know, and it comes from every level, and I just love it. I just love it because it's, like, things that I didn't even think of or things I had in my mind but didn't know how to, like, put them out there is, like, definitely talking to you and talking to her and some others. It just definitely put things in perspective for me, and I love it. And I love that, you know, these doors are open for me to walk through.
No problem.
You know, definitely.
Yeah.
Aww. So we have a few more minutes, and we have yet to go through your whole resume. I mean, I might have to have you back for 6 shows just to get through it all. No, seriously. But we're never going to disconnect, so, you know, we can always follow up for whatever I missed. But the artist part of you, let's, like, dabble on that a little bit, because I played one of the tracks a little bit earlier, and, you know, I'm feeling it, and I'm loving it, and I'm just like, wow. And then I also took heed to look in, you know, at your YouTube page and stuff like that, your freestyle and stuff of that nature, and I see that you're having a good time on your freestyle. But so far, I played Adversity.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, what inspired you to write that song.
Well, we've been talking about this whole time.
Yes, yeah, yes, definitely.
One of my younger brothers and I, you know, because I have a record label also, and that's under Black Bass, Wu Watchman. It's under PCE Nation. So we sat back, I sat back with that, and I explained to my brother the concept of it, and we just went in and laid it down from the elemental aspect, you know, because elemental being here as a rap group since 1994. So we creating new younger elements and helping them grow into entrepreneurs before they start, you know, I'm going to be a rapper, you know. So we taking our time with that. And my brother should be, like, one of the first artists that come out off the label.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm looking forward to all of that. I mean, there is nothing that you can't do. And for those like myself that have procrastination in the blood, but I'm a recovering procrastinator. I'm pulling out of that slum. I really am. And I don't know when the hell I became diseased with that, you know, because I was usually, like, losing 2-3 days of sleep just doing things and on a computer and building websites and researching and doing this and doing that. And I think at some point, unexpectedly, procrastination slipped in my coffee.
Is it procrastination, or was it time for you to just slow down and relax for a second?
I don't know. I call it procrastination because I'm just like, damn, what happened to me? Like, who am I today? Like, I don't even know. So I don't know. I don't know if it's because my brain was, like, overworked and it just started, like, crashing on me. Like, it doesn't want to absorb anything else. It doesn't want to do anything else outside of the norm.
Right.
Maybe
the body lets you know when it needs to relax. So maybe you just need to relax and take one or two steps, you know, do one or two things well. You have a decent fan base, family base now, where certain things can be, you know, pushed over to one of us.
It's true, but you have quadrillion things going on. In spite of it all, ladies and gents, he's still finds the time to promote and stick by everything that he has to say. And for all those that are, like, really in need of someone like Raylon, like, definitely I just post him on my Facebook page. I'm urging, I'm pushing you guys to definitely try to, like, get into his circle, because he's, I don't know how I was so blessed, but I'm here and I'm not going nowhere. Okay, I might turn around and realize that my last name may be his sooner than later. No. Yeah, I might realize, hey, like, if y'all see Owens changed, then y'all know what happens. Okay, definitely. But before, you know, we close it up and everything, I just wanted to play your other song because, you know, I was digging it, and it's called Cannon. So let's listen in to Cannon.
Cornhole. Nerd. Nick. North.
Yeah.
I'm bitten and niggas clean. When I have the crate on your team, I'm exploding like a
cannon.
I drop you with your standing, Mr. Mighty Nine Planet. Crushing fucker MCs, easy like they made us granite. The game done abandoned, real lyrics, so I'm standing in my four corner stands. Elementally established, and niggas cherish such a minute. So with Elemento, I'ma lay you down with this 50 stripes damage. Fucker, this is Cleveland. know your cheesy talking greasy while they planning, but they don't be aware that we're traveling airs like a fear. So I'm posted on my square with the cannon. Drug games riding up shit on the strip, so these niggas walk around the city looking like they famished. Elements of princess mathematics universal, try to go against the virtue, we'll crush you like a sandwich. Run the city with a 100 wind banners, penetrating against forces with the Sun Clan tactics, attacking with the world on my shoulders like Atlas. Only with the L shouted, we can get it cracking. Hands bloody bandaged like I'm painting on the canvas. From split edge against weeds till they fully understand it. Monkey fist stances got it looking like I'm dancing. Elements and the Legion runners, teammates. I see.
Yo, hey yo, I keep a mental heavyweight to escalate to present day, which means I'm levitating where you standing. And decimate the fake, whatever else it takes to bless the gate. Stress relate, invest the safest purpose in my planet. Perfect the wave of rage to make the hater raid abandoned. Flagrant waves can taste the cannon if they ain't praying the standard of living. I give them hell, fire, brimstone. Crows under the bridge like Brother Grimm's home. Nick Jones, telekinesis, old like Peloponnesus. Mind stay racing like a bold, intelligent Jesus. The bronze speak like his, and my speak like his. Girlie say my shuttle's so worthy, I believe I is. Blast off like Nassau, Lance Armstrong. His microphones were cycling and boom bap with dance hall. IB Capleton labeled in more fire. Elements keep rocking till y'all retire. What?
Let's get it on, how dare you approach my throne? Don't bomb your dome, it's been too long hearing the same song. I'm too strong, where I'm from, Cleveland, not alone. My monotones and baritones spit knowledge to a megaphone. Bring force to your hearing dome. I'm sick with it, what you did, I've been dead. It's survival of the fittest. In every sentence, I'll finish your circumference. Your blunt elements is a function, calling locomotion with a magic potion. I'm torching the rack, throw you in the back of an 85 Cadillac. What you want, your quarterback? Look, it's on the attack, the battle that black. Cause I'm hot like lava, burn you in a sauna. Slap the mortar out your head, your ass dead, see man. When you hear a teacher teaching, listen, begin. I work on four levels. Where you are, where you be, where I am, and where I want you to be. So follow me to the mountaintop. Chop and pop like John Stock. Rolling rock, a cosmonaut. That walk many universes. Kicking in doors to many churches. I've been in balls, with quasars. Swinging my arms and feet on walls. While I count the stars, you so far from up the ball. That you sweep like sugar.
Yo, it's your boy Jerusalem from Scarfella Music Group. Hey, you rocking with Miss P, the High Shore, Internet High Shore, Intro Radio. You feel me?
Yeah, so that was Cannon. I love that beat.
Scott Storch made it. Cannon, yeah, Scott made it.
I was over here jamming. I mean, if these wolves could talk, really? they would be telling on me, seriously, because I can't dance, so it would have been real funny what they would have been telling, but it was happening over here. I was dropping it like it was hot. So I enjoy your music as well as I enjoy your knowledge. I mean, jeez. God, Raylan, like, why aren't there like a million of you out there?
It is.
Really? Where are they? Are they located around the corner? Do they have like an app for that? Maybe you should create one.
I'm trying to call it Elemental.
Exactly. The Elemental app. Like, get in tune to the men and women around you that are a part of the elements. Okay?
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Yes, it would.
That would
be.
Definitely be awesome.
It's in the making, though, seriously. So it will be an app.
It will be an
when.
App. Right,
yes,
there will be
will.
An app, and it will be a magazine.
Yes, yes.
Yes, come on, let's go. It will be,
okay.
Come on.
It's a, it'll be an app, a magazine, a mix CD in Germany, shoes, boots, jeans, shirts, books, umbrellas, coffee cups. What else we got? A form of martial arts, a philosophy. We're also working to try to get it in, implement it into the educational system right now. So that's something else we're working on. That's why we have to get the book out and go through our ISB and everything else. So actually, it's going. I'm working to get it to become a school of thought, a philosophy that a person that the erudite can take this as a class free of charge.
Wow. That's awesome. It really is. And, you know, again, you guys can definitely log on and you just get some of, because this is not even the extent of where, you know, this is going. I don't know. I don't even know how to express this. It's just like one of those things that you're like, listen to me. And you just want to just shout it off of the mountain. And people are just like, whatever.
Right.
Like, definitely, I don't know, you know, there's no words to really express the gift that this, you know, this whole interview is bringing to everyone that's tuning in, everyone that will listen back to the show and what it's bringing to me. And, you know, I don't resonate with a lot of people. I just really don't. It's either we cool or we're not. But to really dig and really be defined by another individual and to say, like, you know, I genuinely love you. And love the direction that everything is going in, and I'm just so excited and so happy, and it just kind of appeals to me in such a big way. And I just want people to kind of just understand that and jump on it, like you said. Like, the 10 minutes that it takes for you to just be like, oh, I'm not interested in that, is a 10 minutes or a 5 minutes or 30 seconds of thought that you could be taking, hitting him up and, you know, trying to get into the graces of, how can I work alongside you with the cross promotion of what you're trying to do? You know, so he is saying that he's an open book and he's here to serve. So definitely get in tune to that. Don't be left behind, because I know I'm not. You know, and that's why when he cursed me out, I definitely deal with it. Okay? So when Raylon gets in my ASS, I let it go. You know, everybody else, I'm like, what? You ready for me? What? You want to fight me? Let me go get Vaseline? Like, what you saying to me? But with him, I'm definitely quiet. I have nothing to say. And for me to be quiet is definitely because I know what he's saying to me is only to empower and uplift me. It's not to break me down or make me feel like he's the upper hand because he's the man. No, it's definitely to put me back into perspective and get those wheels turning, because he doesn't have to waste his time trying to put me in the right direction, but he does. And I love you for that. So for those that have businesses and are out there looking for positive inklets, definitely hit this man up, because you can never fail with doing so. So with that being said, you know, I'm going to let you take the floor and kind of like give out your social networks, where you can be found, how people can reach you, what you're looking for in an individual that you're going to cross connect with, and what you're not looking for. So that way people know, because you are a direct person, and I think they kind of got that from me telling them that you even cursed me out. So the floor is yours.
Well, you can find me at RelonEnterprisesLLC.me, and that's my WordPress, and I'm back and forth on there constantly. And you can find me on Facebook.com, Smile, OHM Clothing, if you want to, you know, read little posts that I put up, and I utilize that as a form of help cross-promoting, because I choose to pick Facebook to find people to build with. And, you know, for 3 years, not too many people made it.
Mm-hmm.
So the type of people that I really look for is, you know, a person that's versatile, that has a hustle, a drive, you know, has a form of ethics and a meaning behind what they're doing, some type of cause. You know, I look for, you know, they have to have a strong statement and just stand up for what they believe in and know exactly what they're talking about and what they're believing. You know, have a business mind, and they have to be family orientated. And, you know, they should have a proper understanding of the game of life and, most important, be motivated and, you know, is willing to educate people and always learn. So if a person doesn't have that, I'll just cut them, you know. I give them a chance or whatever they have to do, and then after that, I just cut them off. Or they'll cut themselves off, because about time we get to a certain level of our vibration, I'm guaranteed to say something you're not going to like.
Right. And that's the beauty of it all, because, you know, everything is not cut and dry in life, and people need to gravitate to that.
Right. So,
you know,
you can find me at Ralan, Ralan Enterprises, LLC.me. I also have a story up there from one of my girls about her cancer and what we did with massage therapy and Reiki healing to cure her cancer. So that has happened in my life also. It's a true story. I'm not putting it up there. You're not selling anything. It's a true story, and it goes through her life at where she is to where she is right now. So it's a story on my WordPress about that at the Ralan Enterprises LLC.me. You find that there.
Definitely. And also, he has a Reverb Nation page for, you know, those who want to tune in and listen to some more of his music.
I forget about that thing.
You see that?
Because I don't push my music a lot, you know?
Well, you should. It should be alongside of everything else. And I'm definitely, like I said, feeling the music. And this is my first time listening into it. And it's definitely going on my iPod after the show. So
I have to open up a lot of stuff. I have to send you all the MP3s of that stuff, because it's a mix CD that's done too also. So,
mm-hmm.
And the verb is Reverb Nation, whatever it is, / Ohm, OHM 216. So that's Reverb Nation, Ohm 216. You can get the music or listen to it there.
Definitely. Or you can find the link on my page on the Intune Show's, like, main page. It's definitely on there. Just scroll down.
There's some spaced out stuff on there.
That's okay. That's what it's about. Like, you know, everything is not
right.
Cut and dry. You know, and anyone that's looking for the latest stick straight.
The music that I was going to send you, it got one of my guys on there called OG Booger. You need to listen to
OG
them.
Booger.
Sorry,
OG, if you're listening.
They're called Cake Pack. So it's a trilogy of songs. It's three songs about OG Booger going with me, outer space, and underwater, and we watching a couple movies. I got skits that goes along with the songs, and another one we were walking around through Earth. So it's actually, they got, you know, a decent amount of hits to them. People like OG Booger, because he one of those dudes that, you know, he smoked, drink, and he like, man, I don't want to hear none of that stuff, you know. So we put that together as a trilogy to see how people would take to that.
Right, but people want to get to know you. They want to get to know the full extent of you. So definitely, we have a call of 770-548-0540. You're on the line with Ralan and Miss P. How are you tonight?
Hello? Oh, hi, Miss P. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. This is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm great. I just walked in the house from work. I was trying to catch the show.
Okay, and you made it just in time.
Yeah.
Look how awesome you are, Crystal.
Huh?
I said, look how awesome you are. From work to the show. Love it.
I was trying to get it on my phone, and I was in a garage, and I couldn't get the reception, so I just ran home.
Aww.
I'm glad that that you're and I subscribed to your page too.
Yay!
I think last week I did. Yeah. So. You're on my
big
page
hugs
too.
To you. Big hugs to you. I love you for that, you know, and I need to get you from the last show about the shark.
Oh,
you know, that's still
cool.
In my head.
I appreciate that.
No, I
and
appreciate
you. And
I
just wanted to tell Rolan, thank you for pushing me to do the page, because we got so many hits. I just opened up my Facebook, and I think I got 16 notifications on here.
Wow.
The count on the WordPress is at 150.
Wow.
So
yeah.
Less than 10 hours that all of that was done.
Yeah, because I'm definitely,
cool.
Like, as we speak right now, I'm definitely keep tweeting it out, that page, you know, the WordPress page. So that's definitely happening, like, since we've been talking, Raylan, just to let you know. So, yeah, definitely. I'm glad that all of this is working in motion, because it's just growing from here, and it's only going to get better. And,
yeah,
you know, Crystal, I really appreciate you. I just want to take this time to say, although we have not really talked versus, like, the show or whatever, and hopefully that'll change going forward, but definitely appreciate you, because you're part of what makes this all go around, the circle.
Right.
So without you in the
everybody,
circle, right? Mm-hmm.
I think we're all like an integral part of each other. You know what I'm saying? And as you know, we start meeting different people, and just you know, within the circle, we all you know play an integral part with each other, and we're mirror images. So you know, you could never stop or you know learning from other people. You know what I'm saying? There's always something to learn every single day.
Absolutely. And I'm just glad you're part of the circle, Crystal.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And I appreciate you, Raylan.
Yes.
You appreciate Crystal, don't you?
I appreciate it.
You all quiet?
No. My son just dropped the plate on the floor, and I was trying to see if he was cut or anything, or if he fell.
Oh, okay. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. I appreciate you, Christopher. I appreciate you, Miss P. I appreciate the world because I give back to it.
Definitely. I appreciate it all, and being a part of it all, it makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. You guys just don't know. It really does. Like,
see, when I come to New York, I have to come check you out. I don't know when I'll be home, but I'll be in White Plains soon. Yeah, definitely
please
will.
Do, like ASAP. For real. That needs to happen. We can talk about this shark thing, you know, face to face.
I tried to get some at the farmer's market last weekend when I was in there. I was like, doggone it. Rolan is not here to tell me how to do this. And I don't like to mess up fish. I got to sit there and watch him do it.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely want to look at that. So maybe you guys should YouTube that, because, you know, I'm still freaked out about the whole shark thing, seriously.
Right.
How that all goes together. But, Crystal, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for being such a significant element to the circle.
Thank you. All right, y'all have a good night.
You too, Crystal. Bye. Yeah, so she's awesome, and so are you, Raylan, and, you know, without you, none of this would even be possible in my mind. You came along in my life where things was, like, nutty and crazy for me, and it's all starting to, like, become unhazy, and it's all because of your motivation, the things that you're doing, and the things that you're bringing forth, and including me in, that is making it all make sense to me again, and for that, there's no words and there's no amount of zeros, meaning the money, that can, you know, like take precedence over what you gave me. And you gave that to me for free. And I thank you for being such an amazing individual for that.
I thank you for receiving. I thank you very much for receiving it. That's all I can say. You know,
I know, right?
Right.
We're going to start crying and stuff soon. Like, I will anyway. I don't want to. Like, I don't want to do that. There's no, like, Kleenex handy, and I don't want my makeup to run because I might have to run to the store after the show. So I'm definitely trying to refrain from that all happening, you know, looking like I got punched in the face and, you know, then running outside trying to avoid that look.
Like, what that man do to you? Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
And he did it all long distance. He did it all long distance, okay? That's how powerful he is.
Thank you.
So thank you again for, you know, I'm sorry about the first show, and I hope this one makes up for it. And if anything happens to this segment, I will kill everyone a part of Blog Talk Radio. I'm serious.
Right.
Founders, children, like, everyone has to go. They definitely do.
Right.
Huh?
I said they better not lose this one.
Okay, definitely better not. And again, for everyone that tuned in, I just want to thank you. And again, please look Raylan up at RALANENTRPRISESLLC.me. Got it right this time. And for those that are on Facebook and are lazy and don't want to search him, I already added him on my wall again, and I definitely added the website again, and I've been tweeting it for the last, like, 15 minutes, so you guys can connect to him. And for those that don't, it's your loss. That's all I have to say about that. Raylan, anything you want to add before we go?
No. Oh, yeah. I'd like to pick up a few people.
Sure.
Mama Brenda, I ain't forget about you. You know, the Watchmen fam, my man Black Mask, that's a good dude right there. So a lot of people be on his case. That's a real good guy right there. You know, the Sister J, Jadusha, I don't know if you're listening. And she would have been on there if she was listening. I like, you know, Aunt Sway, Mr. Sway. The Temple Element, the Temple, J. James, Ammo Einsner, Mutos, Beat Phantom. Hey, Marcus Johnson, if you listening, I seen you peeking, so I got love. He been there. Marcus been there with me through MySpace, and he's still, he been there, so that's good 4 years. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Daryl Thompson, a.k.a. Abyss. That's one of the founding fathers of the Elements. And James Coleman, which is my other business partner, he will start being exposed real soon. We got to keep him on the low. He does videography and computers and all everything else. And you, Miss P. And what was her name? Twinkles?
Lady Twinkles. Mm-hmm.
Twinkles. I hear y'all talking on the in the ethers. I hear you. Believe me, I hear you. And,
exactly.
Yeah, because you know. You already know what it is, Miss P, you know, on the personal side. But anyway.
Yes.
Who else? How can I forget? Illuminati Jeans, Chris Irwin. Man, thank you very much for connecting with Smile. You know, get ready for Bullyware. Get ready for the movie. They'll be done. I got the call today that they'll be finished with the movie Friday. They'll be wrapping it up Friday. So get ready for that and get ready for mass promotion. We're about to take your internets over. Y'all going to swear that we the next No Limit, how they took over. So we're about to do some archivists up there. Good looking out for calling in. And who else? Nick Fire, hello, brother. And that's basically it, because a lot of people since the last time we talked disappeared.
But that's okay, because they made room for other people that are ready, willing, and able, and consistent on doing the damn thing. So, y'all lost. Okay, but definitely thank
man.
You.
Go ahead. Shoot. Oh, I'm sorry. Do I got enough time for this one shout out?
Yeah, definitely. Make it happen.
This is a major MC in the, on the major side that you'll be interviewing real soon.
got to give out a shout out to Ka, which is Dave Precise, and Miss Anna, who is the head of the unofficial dancers for the New York Giants. You got, excuse me, because my hand hurts.
Mm-hmm.
For the New York Giants, for, you know, promoting and marketing the shirts. And if I can find Christina Milian, baby, pick up the Twitter, the phone, or something. Where's your people's at so we can get the rest of the clothes to you so we can have you where we need to have you too.
Right.
Other than that, that's it, you know?
Definitely. And we're also looking for models. So for
anyone that's
listening in, we're looking for models to wear the tees and stuff of that nature coming real soon. We'll keep that, you know, you guys in the loop with for all of that. And, you know, whoever's interested, definitely hit them up or hit me up and I'll connect you to them. So that's another great thing that's coming.
He's going to handle your models. I don't have time.
He's like, no. Let's correct that right now. This is not happening, Miss P. Don't even put that out in the universe. Like, okay,
well,
so definitely hit
that.
Me up on Intune Show and let me know where your interest lies. And if you're serious about the damn thing, then we'll just take it from there. So as soon as he plugs me into the info, I can definitely make note of who's interested and plug you guys into the info.
No,
okay.
I mean, actually, I'm ready now because.
All right,
you know,
come on,
start,
let it go. Let's make it happen.
We start printing everything in the next couple weeks, and the jeans will be coming in. So, you know, send in your headshots, body shots to Miss P so you get that information from her so I can see it and if I'm again Navy.
And you can send that in to NTUNEDSHOW@AOL.com. Okay, so that's body shots and headshots, and what else you want?
Yeah, that's the end. We would need the measurements. You know, we need
measurements and your contact information. You know,
yep.
All your resources. Okay, serious replies only.
Hey, nobody knew that Reliant Enterprises was a modeling agency.
Oh, no, no one knew this. You know, that's just another extension. You know, like I said, we're going to have him back for six whole shows. This is only part one, okay? So basically every single time I miss something out of there, we're going to bring them back on and we're going to do two, three, until we get it all done, okay? And we're going to do this all in segments, okay? It'll be like one of those reality shows when it's like episode one, season one type thing, you know? We'll just keep it going.
But seriously, make sure you give them your information on exactly. We need the... your shirt size, you know, T-shirt size, and your jean size, and your foot size. Get that information, you know, take pictures. It doesn't matter whatever shape you are because that's not what I'm about. I was just thinking about, you know, throwing the picture away. It's not that. Smile is for everyone.
We're not going to throw away your info, okay? We're going to seriously look at it.
So we can make sure at which person we will model first, you know, because I'm looking for five models and six females and five males. So we're looking for that so we can start getting everything together because I don't really like taking pictures. I keep throwing up my thumbs and all my smile pictures.
Exactly. Okay, we got to switch it up a little bit. We're going to let you guys throw up your thumbs. Just kidding. But anyway, for all those interested, definitely, again, the email is NTUNEDSHOW@AOL.com. And, you know, I can send you guys a modeling application, and you can send it back to me so I can forward to the man himself with all your info attached.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, Raylon.
Yes.
I thank you once again for, you know, being such an amazing, you know, benefit to us all on so many levels.
Mother,
I mean, oh, my God, I have no words.
You know, my mother said you have to be beneficial to somebody because who's going to want you?
It's so true. And guess what, guys? I won him. Thanks, Mom. Those words are now making sense to me now. They all make sense, okay? It's like what they say about your mom when your mom's like, listen to me. You're going to wish you listened to me in the end, you know, or what your mommy always say to you always comes back to you in adult life. Just saying.
Yes, it does.
Just saying. So, again, hit Raywan up at – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My fault, Dad.
Oh, yeah, Dad. What he's saying, too.
Ricky Cleeks.
Yeah, definitely about, you know, he came full circle on that one, for real, Ricky Cleet. So Ricky Cleet can be reached at RALANENTRPRISESLLC.me for everything, or most, like, not even everything. Well, you can start there and then check back daily to see the updates that he has on the show. And again, find him on my page, find him on Twitter. You guys will see me posting and posting and posting it. Whatever way you got to find him, just find him. Thanks again, Raylan, for coming on the Intune show and sharing your greatness with us.
Thank you for having me.
Always. Always. Part two coming soon, guys. Stay in tune on our Facebook page to see when we'll have him back on.
Best believe.
Okay. Have a good night, Raylan. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so that was Raylan, and, I mean, oh, my goodness. There's no words, okay? That's why I had to give a moment of silence. I just want to give a shout-out to Tina for tuning into the show. Definitely want to give a shout-out to Lady Twinkle 69 on Twitter. Definitely look her up. She's going to be coming on the show and following up with us. I definitely want to give a shout-out to, you know, everyone who gave a call in, everyone tuning into the show for the first time. I hope it won't be your last time. And I will be back on the air on Friday evening and Saturday as well. So definitely tune in with me at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is Miss P, and you have just been tuned in to the Intune show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you are. Thank you for all that, you know, you do. Because without you guys, there is no Intune show. So see you soon, babies. Have a good night.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. Just tune in. Let's count it down from 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the show begin. With a pretty light skin, diva name Miss P. Nothing like the mother bird.
Not at all.
What you ain't heard?
What you ain't heard?
They tune.